Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
The following is a presentation of the Four Center podcast feed.
As Obi-Wan Kenobi once said, hello there, and welcome to Four Center Presents Databank Dive. I'm Kat Napsok.
And I'm Joseph Scrimshaw, and Databank Dive is exactly what it says on the tin. We dive into the StarWars.com databank and Wikipedia to talk about a real specific thing in Star Wars, a character, a place, a weapon, a vehicle, and we discuss how weird it is, how wild it is, how wondrous it is, just how great it is. We did a whole season of this show on the great sci-fi app, The Companion. So if you want to check that out, you can check out The Companion. We loved it so much that we've been doing it for a while now here out in the public in front of everyone. We're up to episode 24, and we can't wait until we get to episode 42 and beyond.
And beyond, the ultimate answer, yes, this is a storefront show. You can see it from the street here now. We absolutely love it. So, we pick something. We dive on in, celebrate, like you said, and with Bad Batch Season 2 approaching and approaching fast. Joseph, today, let's spend some time in Sid's parlor.
Oh, I really want to. I want it to be real, and I want to be there right now.
Essentially, you might say it is real. Let's dive into some of these details here. As always, first we go to the StarWars.com data bank to say what they have to say, see what they have to say about Sid's Parlor. And sometimes, as we've discovered, you go to the data bank and there's nothing there. I was very overjoyed, very, very, very overjoyed to find that they do have an entry. Sid's Parlor. Amid the refuse, specked, and graffitied streets of Ord Mantell, Sid operates a dank underground parlor. Patrons mingle at gaming tables while Sid tends bar, turning away newcomers who look like trouble or don't seem to have the credits to spend. That is a great entry. A lot of story in there, yeah?
I can smell that data bank entry. Dank underground parlor. Man, I can smell just the moisture and the feet in Sid's parlor.
Yeah, when you hear the word dank, you think of The Simpsons. Dank, dank, dank. So, yeah, that's a lot going on there, but that's not all. I want to go into Wikipedia before we go any further because I was, again, overjoyed, thrilled even, to discover that there's even more on Wikipedia. Located in a grimy, garbage-strewn alleyway in Ord Mantell City, Sid's Parlor was largely below street level, accessible by a staircase entrance with a sign bearing the name Sid's in Arbesh and a picture of a pair of dice. That sounds familiar. More on that in a bit. The parlor served a wide variety of alcohol, including Wyron's Reserve, Deep Core, Oda Gota, Moften or Moften, Wicked Womp Rat, Dark Blue Milk, Thermal Detonator, and Reactor Coolant. The drinks were displayed on shelves behind the bar. We're going to dive in. We're going to describe Sid's Parlor, but Joseph, Wicked Womp Rat, what do you think about all those drinks?
I love when there are just a clarity of drinks in Star Wars. I know that there's some resource somewhere on Wikipedia I can find that's just a list of all of them, but I love the ones that have appeared at actual Galaxy's Edge. It's been a pleasure to drink actual jet juice. I was so curious about this, and I discovered that it is exactly what I thought it is. That entire list comes to us from beautiful nerds super zooming in and translating Orabesh on the drinks in the background. I think some of them are maybe established in other canon places, but a lot of it, if you go on Wikipedia and click the links to these individual drinks, it's just we zoomed in and we translated the not real language Orabesh, and it is so great.
Oh, I love that. I love that. Those beautiful nerds, indeed. We count ourselves in that group, but I just don't do the Zooming. I never learned to speak Klingon, and I've relied on other people to translate Arabesh for me there. All right. We've got some very descriptive words in these two entries here, but how would we describe Sid's Parlor?
Yeah, I feel like what Sid's Parlor is maybe adding to the wide and wonderful history of bars and dives and parlors and cantinas and all that in Star Wars is that gambling vibe, right? You even got dice on the sign. So if I was just trying to describe the spirit of Sid's Parlor, if I was trying to give it a catchphrase that Sid could use to advertise, I'd maybe call it all the glamour of Canto Bight in a basement.
All of it.
It reminds me of the places, the little pockets you'll find where gambling is legal, but it isn't a big casino. It isn't Vegas. It isn't a big resort. But it's just like, what would normally just be a small town dive bar with a pool table. And because it's legal, 7 slot machines just shoved into the corner. It's all of the gambling, thrill and danger, with none of the glamour or free drinks.
Yeah, you are describing a place I've certainly mentioned on Force Center before, definitely in other parts of my life, called the Double Down Saloon in Las Vegas. It is to a T, because I would describe Sid's Parlor a little bit like, hey, a home away from home. It's the bar around the corner from your apartment or your house or your work. And it's the place you go and you have friends and regulars. That's just such a clean version of what we actually have going on there and what's presented. And I mentioned this Double Down Saloon before. Like, if you're in Vegas, I do not recommend going there for fun and giggles. Go with a group and make sure someone in that group can win a fist fight. it's an experience. And the way they're describing Sid and the Sid's bar here is how I would describe Double Down Saloon in real life. So, yeah, it's interesting. And it's perfect for Star Wars. It adds to the list, this pantheon of great Star Wars bars and parlors. And here we have it here with Sid. So,
yeah. Yeah, it reminds me of some of the bars in the Midwest that are definitely a place where, hey, you can meet your friends. It's cozy, it's warm, it's away from the troubles of life. But at the same time, everybody in there is kind of having a hard time. And the meat raffle might actually be a cover for gambling.
Yeah, they don't want you there. They don't want your cheery Midtown energy. No, they don't. They don't want that.
Hello, fellows. How's it going? This ain't that kind of bar.
I think you meant to go to the Tropicana. Yes. Here's one of the big details. What do we think about Sid's parlor being on Ord Mantell? And follow-up question, do we think Han Solo spent some time here?
I love that. That we always talk about tip of the iceberg storytelling in Star Wars. That was one of the big ones when you grew up with the original trilogy or just encountered the original trilogy at any age of the bounty hunter that Han ran into and all the rebels on Ord Mantell. And if you dive into that and there's a bunch of different competing stories back in Legends EU continuity trying to tell that story of the bounty hunter they ran into on Ord Mantell. So that legend always lives large in my mind when it comes to Ord Mantell. Here's my take. I think it's possible that Sid knows Han very well, that Han legitimately had a bad business deal with Sid, and Sid had every right to understandably tip that bounty hunter off to Han's present on Ord Mantell. That's my current headcanon, that Han totally screwed over Sid and Sid was like, I like you, kid, but this is what you get.
Yeah. And we're at this point in Bad Batch, we're too early for Han to be running out in the galaxy. This you and I both know, but I love this idea in my head too. You and I don't need every little corner of the Star Wars story covered or connected, mm-mm. but this is one of the ones that I could get behind. Because we finally gone there. Like, the bounty hunter on Ord Mantell is just one of those Star Wars things that we've all grown up mm-hmm. with, and it hangs over a lot of us. And when are we going to get that in kind of official canon? And when's it going to happen? I don't even think in the comics, I don't think they hit it, which means they probably weren't allowed to, but someone out there might be able to refresh my memory in terms of modern canon. But it's intriguing. And just the fact they were there, it's a fun reference. And if that's all it is, great. I'm not expecting Bad Batch season 5 to have Han and Chewie running into Sid. I think Sid might go through some growth, but I'm with you. There's just something about it. It's just too great of a location. Because Han and Chewie, shortly after pressing the go-go hyperspace buttons on the Falcon at the end of Solo, along the way, they probably stopped to wet the whistle, and this looked like a place where Han felt he could be, like thought he could belong. And he learned it quickly. No. But he didn't believe it. He didn't accept it. Chewie understood.
Yeah. Yeah. I also just think that's, functionally that Sid is like, yeah. For some of the other people who come here, it's a dive bar where I absolutely mm-hmm. make money off these fools with my gambling machines. But it's also like it's a clearinghouse for jobs, right? I think that there's some galactic smuggler's guide. I think Maz Kanata probably wrote it. And on that smuggler's guide, in Bounty Hunter's Guide, Sid's is on it. Chalmers is on it. These bars that look like nothing from the outside, but you can get work there. Yes. I think there's a literal guide that Han got his grubby hands on.
Yeah. And I love that there's something to maybe Chalmers is a little bit more of Han's, home bar.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this is the one in the other city. Love that there. Look, I want to get into this real world detail that I know you and I have discussed before, but we're highlighting Sid's parlor going into season 2 with Rhea Perlman voicing Sid and her parlor having a staircase down to a sub street level bar. How are we feeling about the strong connection to Cheers?
Oh, I absolutely love it. I know I've mentioned it before. Cheers is foundational to me. Growing up, I watched it, I think, starting in season 2. Remember the cliffhangers. Sam left the bar to fly to Europe to stop Diane from marrying Frasier. I remember being excited, and I think my brother missed that episode. It's like, yeah, unbelievable things have happened. So, and then it was aired at 10:35 every night through, you know, most of my junior high and high school years. Mm. So, you know, there's some episodes of Cheers to this day. I sit down and start watching them and I can say every line. There was one time when I was desperate, you know, for any Star Wars content anywhere. And there were the episodes where Cheers competed with Gary's Old Town Tavern. And they did a whole week of the Bar Wars episodes, and TV Guide advertised the week of Bar Wars episodes with, like, it was R2-D2, but it had Norm's head. It was kind of freakish, but I was desperate for any Star Wars content. Like, this is great. This is beautiful. Yeah. So to have an actual line drawn between Cheers and Star Wars, absolutely love it.
Yeah, it's fun. It's just really fun. It just... You know, we've got Cliff over there at Echo Base, Real Pearlman, Carla here. I just something about it I love, and yeah, and Cheers is foundational for me too. A little bit later, because I wasn't allowed to watch it early on, but rediscovered it in the 90s as it was wrapping up, and went back. And I put it on Netflix all the time now. I think that's where you can find it now. Just watch. I watch season one a lot. It's great. And we could do Cheers Center another time, but it just feels great. It's just fun. It's such a pop culture thing. And Rhea Perlman's such a great performer, and brings just the right energy, almost as if this is what Carla ended up doing anyways. I can see this. And Star Wars has a lot of those little references. The Clone Wars, just the whole series had a lot of those little fun little references. Anytime like Indiana Jones pops up in Clone Wars, or even Andor, I think it's great. I think it's fun. It reminds you, this part of the spirit of Star Wars is that fun stuff. So it really works for me.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think there is an element to it of, you know, that stairs down to the bar in the basement gives it this extra cozy vibe. Like the lyrics of Cheers say, you know, taking a break from all your troubles sure would help a lot. And I think Sid is making money off of everybody. She's a, you know, a no-nonsense business Trandoshan. But I think there is a little bit of that heart of gold there. And there is a little bit of like, all right, you loser, you know, you're going to lose money somewhere. Come in here and do it where you'll be safe, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I just hope if we get deep into Bad Batch and Sid's parlor goes away, that the last shot is Sid saying, you know, we're closed, to a patron knocking on the door. That's what
I'm the luckiest Trandoshan ever. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Indeed. So, hey, look, you know, part of the vibe of a Cheers that everyone loved was the characters there, the regulars. Here comes a regular, as Paul Westerberg once said. Well, Ketch and Bolo are two of the parlor's regulars. I might argue they might be the only regulars if we really know. What do they add to the ambience of Sid's parlor? They're pretty funny.
Man, I wanted to look up a lot of the beats because there are a lot of like good jokes with them in there. But I think it's, you know, Ketch is the weak way and Bolo is the authorian. And they just got this classic comedy duo vibe. Definitely the bar flies like Cliff and Norm, but there's a little bit of a Laurel and Hardy thing too, of like, they're kind of the spectators. You know, I think I like them as they're the kind of losers, hard on their luck. They're always in their gambling. I don't think it's perhaps making their lives much better. But they're kind of these spectator characters. And that's really interesting because so many of our characters in Star Wars they're the heroes, the adventurers, the villains, the people who are choosing to go out in the galaxy and kind of make a mess, make some noise, make a difference, right? And having Ketch and Bolo kind of never leave that basement. And the Bad Batch keep returning from these big, life-changing, dangerous adventures, and Ketch and Bolo have gone through nothing since they've been gone. It gives it this great contrast, you know?
Yeah. No, there's some, you know, when you look at a lot of things Bad Batch is trying to accomplish and has accomplished in season one, you know, Kamino and big, you know, the Empire's reaching out over the galaxy, all these things that you and I and so many people love diving into, and then the big found family and all the stuff. Then you got these two knuckleheads, and I just love them. I just love that they exist in Star Wars. We've spent some time with some regulars and other bars. I really think some of the stuff on Star Wars Resistance is great for Star Wars regulars, bar regulars on Z's Bar. Yeah, just something about them. They just really drive home the point of what this is. It's a dive bar in Star Wars, and man, what a tradition. And they're downright funny, and that's always a part of Star Wars you and I value, as others do too.
Yeah, we got Big Al, who's always at Aunt Z's Tavern in Resistance, and I would love to see, just as an Easter egg, a younger version of Big Al just throwing back some Ooda Gouda
yes
at Sid's Parlor.
That would be great. Yeah, let's connect all the bar universes. Let's absolutely do it. Let's absolutely do it. Maybe Elon Sleazebagano can pass through and just try to, you know, tell everyone don't have death sticks. Please don't have death sticks.
He's handing out pamphlets. He's just an absolute activist now.
We've got to, as always, kind of answer this along the journey here, the discussion, but we have to end the first part of our show here with what is the magic of Sid's Parlor? What does it bring to the Star Wars saga?
You know, I think for me, it is that idea that it is both a rough and tumble place and also cozy. And that's kind of the magic of a dive, that it's a rough place with a heart of gold. And we know that Sid is pretty mercenary, but she's got wisdom. She's got a heart of gold. She doesn't let people in who she thinks is going to bring the wrong kind of trouble, right? Mm-hmm. So I think for me, the magic is that it captures that real world thing of a rough place with a heart of gold, providing refuge in a dark time.
Yeah. Big themes at play there. Definitely connects to what's going on in this show, what's going on into Star Wars across many pieces of content and media and stories. So I'm with you on that there. And it's just, again, I talk about this tradition of bars. You and I always joke about it. I think 90% of databank brawl fights were set in Star Wars bars. We might have to return just to see what happens. And I don't think Ketch and Bolo are involved. I think they're just cheering it on and taking side bets. A lot going on there. And that's the magic. It's the simple magic. It's the big themes. It's the location and the fact that, you know, you could almost get, you almost expect a bar to show up in Star Wars, and then when one does, and it just adds something completely new while also fitting in so well with the others that have come before it, I don't know. It just gets excited. You know, I don't go to a ton of bars. It definitely didn't back in my day, but as a stand-up comic, definitely performed in a lot, definitely hung out in some of these bad ones, definitely walked into them, and I'm always searching for that heart of gold in the bar. It's always something that's a, you know, who's here that brings a warmth? Who's here not just working through troubles? And who's here not just getting bounties in the galaxy? Let's find them. So yeah, it fits quite well into the Star Wars saga, Sid's Parlor.
Yeah, yeah. It makes me long for spending a little bit more time just hanging out in bars. There's a place in Minneapolis called the CC Club that's got a little, it's not underground, but it's got a little Sid's Parlor vibe. So I'll think of the CC Club as the Sid Club from now on.
There you go. We are going to take a quick break here on Databank Dive. When we come back, we're going to make it personal and talk more about Sid's Parlor. Stick around for more Foresight.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Welcome back. I'm Ken Avsak. That's Joseph Scrimshaw here in the virtual studio. We are having our fun talking about Sid's Parlor here on Data Bank Dive. So, Joseph, we're going to make it personal. We're going to really, really connect. Some of it might be our own headcanon. If we are in the Star Wars galaxy, some might be real world conversations and questions here. But if we were in Sid's Parlor, we have a list here. I'm sure there could be more, but what would our drinks of choice be in Sid's Parlor?
Well, there's not a lot to go on because a lot of them are not fleshed out as what is the actual alcohol taste like, what's going on with it. But I came up with one that's I'm definitely not going to drink and one I'm most curious about. I'm not going to drink Uda Gouda because the label, it contains a picture of a blue fist.
Nope.
There's no positive connotation in that. I don't want to be drinking alcohol that makes me feel like I'm being punched by a large alien. For me. Maybe a little bit counterintuitive, but the one that I'm most intrigued by is the thermal detonator because it comes in a bottle shaped like an actual thermal detonator, which... Hey, they have those Coke bottles and I think Sprite bottles at Galaxy's Edge that are shaped like a thermal detonator. There's a real cheap liquor that I see every time I go to Ventura for some reason in the stores there. I think it's called Balls with a Z, B-A-L-L-Z. Kind of shaped like a thermal detonator. But I got to think that thermal detonators like come in lots of different flavors and they're basically the Mad Dog 2020 of the Star Wars galaxy. So that's where I'm going.
Love that. Love that. That's a great answer here. Yeah, I think I would be drawn to Winans Reserve, but then quickly realize, one, it's probably too expensive because that word reserve just kind of bumps up the prices. It's top shelf. And I'll work my way down to something cheaper and more simple. So I think you went to thermal detonator. I like reactor coolant. Number one, it almost reminds me of Cactus Cooler, which is not the not maybe the thing you want to have in your brain there. But I love it. Yeah, simple bottle. I'm looking at the picture of it, too. It's a large rectangular yellow bottle with a light blue label of a ringed planet, which kind of reminds me of the old space Lego designs on the astronaut minifigs. So that kind of is why I'm drawn into that one there. And I don't know. There's something, if I'm out and about in the galaxy and things are getting hot, I want to cool down. And reactor coolant seems like the drink that would do that. So that would be my choice.
Ooh, yeah, no, I like that. I like that that reactor coolant might be some sort of like mixed punch with a hard drink and some exotic, you know, a Jogan fruit mixed with some sort of Corellian whiskey.
Yeah, like last night I smashed up a tangerine and put it into my whiskey. A little tangerine whiskey. To whiskey? I don't know what you call it. It was great. All right, so going to the real world here, We have Batuu, Galaxy's Edge. That's a lot of times we'll replace some of the merchant stars. But what would be the best kind of merch to honor Sid's Parlor?
This is perhaps my action figure bias, but a full playset. Vintage 3¾. Yes. Comes with the exclusive Fetchin' Bolo and Sid. Individual booze bottles that you can pick up and place in their hand. All, you know, actual light-up gambling machines. Full playset. Absolutely.
I would love that. I would love that in Lego form as well. But I definitely, you know, I've kind of cut back on my Star Wars shirt purchases, but I would love a Sid's Parlor, just like a Cheers shirt. I'm a big fan of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. You can get a Patty's Pub shirt if you want. Fictitious locations, restaurants, bars, otherwise. I do kind of like that kind of stuff. So let's do a t-shirt of Sid's Parlor.
I am so all in on that. I'm really enjoying wearing t-shirts that are a thing that I love. And then if somebody else really loves a thing, they might recognize it, but it doesn't just say like Star Wars or Batman. I would love a Sid shirt.
Love that. Love that one. Final question here. And now, current living situations be damned. You move into a house where you got an extra room. All right. Would you convert part of your house into a Star Wars cantina? Just have one of those, like, they'd feature you on like Star Wars YouTube. Like, we're going to Joseph Scrimshaw's house. And he's turned his part of his house into an actual Star Wars cantina. Would you want to do that? Would you want to get lost in Sid's Parlor every day?
Oh, yes. I think my wife and I have a longstanding plan. If we lived in a place large enough, if we were so lucky, that we would make a combination bar library, like big old wooden bookshelves, absolutely full of books. And then you press a secret book and it opens up and there's your bar. So got to build that first. But if I had that one and it was now time for second bar.
There you go.
In the basement, for sure, there would be a cantina-themed bar in gaming room.
Yeah, I would love that. I don't know if my first choice might not be Sid's. And first choice wouldn't be Chalmers. It just might be some kind of, the Outlander Club, especially how I love playing video games. Playing Fortnite in there might be great. Ooh, that'd be awesome there. But the point is, I dream circumstance with a spare room, a true spare room, just having an actual Star Wars room converted into something would be cool, but I would want it to be a bar. So Sid's Parlor is high on the list. I wouldn't want to be a Star Destroyer's command deck. I wouldn't want to be Echo Base or, anything like that. I think it would need to be a bar. The Ford Ipso on Vandor might be my first choice, if I'm being honest, but Sid's Parlor is up there. Mostly because I would want to find a way to have Ketchum Bolo there in real life.
I love this idea that you could just design kind of your own new Star Wars bar, right? That, that takes the aesthetics of many of them and combines them. But it is your own space. And then, you could Star Warsify your name and it could be like Ox Zock next.
Yeah. Yeah. Zock cans. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But there we go. Maybe eventually we'll get some more bars added into Star Wars Land. Maybe there'll be some other choices there.
Oh, yeah. Oga's Cantina needs some competition. So I hope Sid opens one up on Black Spire Outpost.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. With that wait list over there, the Oga's Cantina, you're going to need another option soon. So maybe that's it. Maybe that's it. Mm-hmm. All right. We are almost done here on Data Bank Dive. As we always do, we're going to rate the wild, weird, and wondrous factor of Sid's Parlor. Our rating is based on one of the original Star Wars weirdos, Lobot. We might have to find the place equivalent of that there. Location equivalent. So out of 10 Lobot heads, Joseph, 1 being the least, 10 being the most, how many Lobot heads do you give Sid's Parlor?
I'm going 6.5 out of 10. I love it, but it's pretty tied to real world. It's a pretty direct kind of one-to-one of it's this CD parlor, and it's got the gaming machines in the hollows, but it's pull tabs and and football on in the background. And it's a lizard lady, but it's a cranky, world-weary, world-wise woman with the heart of gold. How many bars got a Sid running them? Plenty.
That's a great rating. It's sometimes we just kind of look at maybe even our titles of the episode might be how weird is or how wild is. This is you really do factor all three of the W's we got here into the rating. Yeah. And as far as wild, I mean, it's pretty wild just what goes on there. So I would rate it high for that. Then weird, it's not weird at all. It's so normal. I grew up with it, watching it on TV in the 80s and 90s. So no, it's not weird at all. And I've been to these spots. But wondrous, there's so much wonder going on since Parlor. Like all the things she's got going on in the back room, her collection, her pearls. Like, where did she get those? What's going on? Ketchum Bolo. So much things there. I really, truly looking forward to spend more time in Sid's Parlor. So I'm gonna be right there with you. I'm going to rate it a 6, right there in the middle.
Yeah, yeah. That 0.5 is for the back room, which we didn't talk about a lot. But there's some great stuff going on in that back room.
Absolutely. Well, Bad Batch Season 2 is upon us, and Sid's Parlor will be there, I'm sure. So we're going to spend some more time there. What is your rating? Let us know. You can find us on Twitter at Force Center Pod. From there, you can link to all the other things we have for you, Instagram, YouTube, and more. For me, you can follow me at KedNapsock. Go to my website, KedNapsock.com. If you like music, I have a show called Pop Rock and Radio on Mixcloud. It's kind of like the jukebox in the corner of the CD bar. You know, you just put in the money and let it play. Joseph, where can they find and follow you?
Yeah, you can find me on all the social media. At Joseph Scrimshaw is my handle pretty much everywhere, and you can head on over to YouTube and search for Joseph Scrimshaw to see some comedy videos, short films, and more stuff coming soon.
Love it, love it. That is it for Databank Dive. Go out and have some, you know, what do they call it? Wicked Womp Rats on us. See you next time.